Hello everyone, welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today with us. And I'm so excited that my good friend Anna Larai is back with us today. And we're going to be talking about energy tune-up and more. So we'll get into that in just a minute. Just let me know if you guys can hear me okay. I would appreciate it. Just write in the chat, the Q&A, and that would be great. So for those of you who may not know Anna Larai, she is a divine planetary liaison, a Mumara teacher, a healer, an emissary of love, and a universal channel for many ascended masters, collective consciousnesses, whales, galactics, and light beings. She is of the angelic realms, but has spent many lifetimes on Venus learning about love. And she's blessed with gifts which can assist individuals and groups in moving forward, connecting to their own divinity and unlimited potential. And when she works with individuals, information and visuals flow forth from past incarnations and present day, allowing her to share and assist in the moment. Simply put, she assists her clients with changing their lives, improving, enriching, enhancing, or enlightening. On the higher realms, she is involved with the angelic councils, tasked with uplifting the collective heart of humanity into the Christ consciousness vibration. And much of her planetary work is done with the Alchemy Collective Consciousness as their voice or channel. And you can find out more about that and more about Anna Larai on the live page, on the bio, or you can read the email. But I'm so glad that she's here with us again to talk about energy tune-up and so much more. And so I was just talking with Anna Larai just now, and, you know, right now we're also going to be talking about being in the flow. We're also going to be doing or sending a little bit of healing and energy and light and love to the cathedral in Paris because it's on fire at the moment. And so when we're talking about the energy tune-up, this is about, you know, clearing our energy field, getting rid of some of that energetic debris, that stuckness that's in our aura and our fields, so that we can be in a higher vibration, so that we can feel lighter and more positive. And, you know, we are in spring, so it's kind of like spring cleaning, but for our energy field. So I love that, right? So, Anna Larai, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Alora. I'm so glad to be here again, and I really love connecting with you and your audience. And I think being in the flow is really, a cool place to do the show today, too. So thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. And for those of you who are going to be wanting to ask a question or something, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can type in your question in the Q&A box, which we already have a few questions in there. We are going to be doing some sort of process today. We don't know what yet. It's going to come through as we continue to have this conversation. It's also based on what is going on with all of you, right? So please do feel free to write in the chat or raise your hand, star 2. And yeah. I think that's the administrative stuff. So
perfect.
Get it out of the way. So, Anna Larai, tell me, like, you know, we were just talking and so about the energy tune-up. And so can you tell us a little bit about what that means, what that looks like, and how we can, you know, do that for ourselves and on the show?
Okay. Well, let's start the way I always start with all my clients and all my days and all my sessions. Let's start by connecting to pure light of source. So whenever you're working with energy, to me, that's one of the most important things to do. So let's just see, feel, or sense, everybody, that we're bringing pure light from source down. And when you're bringing light into your body, you always want to just do that source light. Like if you're going to do it, do the best. Bring in the best. And just feel as it comes through your soul star chakra and your crown. And if you can't feel it, just imagine it because it's still happening. And let's just bring that, take a moment and bring that down into your body. And I'm just calling on all of the guides and angels that all of us work with, all the listeners and Alora and myself, and just asking for all this beautiful support around us. Oh, wow. And just allow that energy to move down. Okay. Well, you know, It's funny, you know, as you and I were talking, I really kept getting, as I said to you a little bit ago, that usually I have a topic in mind when we, you know, you and I talk and that, but it was really about looking at energy tune-ups and then whatever else comes up, because it felt like there might be something else coming up. But, you know, I was recently working at, in where I live, at a spiritual fair just two weekends ago. And it was really interesting because, you know, I was doing readings and energy work and selling my paintings and doing, you know, having fun chatting with people and everything. But it was amazing because I work online a lot and I still see the energy. But when I had all these people in front of me, it was amazing how much, and the word I would use is energetic debris, there was in everybody's fields, and how easy that is to clear up. But it was just like, and it really, the visuals, as you mentioned, that came up for me, was it was really like spring cleaning. You know, in the spring when you sort of clean out all your closets and you get rid of stuff and you dust and you vacuum and do all these extra deep cleaning things. And it really felt like that in these days and age, times, the energy is so fabulous right now and it's so intense on planet Earth energetically that it's, you know, the guides have always said, you know, be aware of your energy and be aware of your words and your thoughts and your actions and all this, but it feels really heightened now. And I find for me personally and for my clients, as I'm sure you do too, Alara, is that everything is manifesting so quickly that you really need to stay in shape energetically.
Absolutely.
And there is, yeah, it's like, it's so easy that if you let yourself get run down or you let yourself get overwhelmed energetically, or you're just dealing with too much or your wounds open up, even when you get that cleared or shifted, you know, however you're doing that individually or you're going to someone or whatever, there just feels like there's all kinds of the remnants or the debris still around. And so tidying up your aura and your energy field on a regular basis is just a really practical good thing to do. And I was amazed because I had one girl come that I know, and you know, I'd asked her how she'd been because I hadn't seen her in several months, and she said, you know, she'd been really battling with depression and just feeling really sort of discouraged and down. And when I looked at her, she was holding when I see depression, I usually see it like a gray cloth around people, like gauze.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and when you see that on people, it's really easy to take off. But it just, and then on other people I saw, there was just all this, like I say, it looked like, one person I saw, it looked like, you know, when you see in the movies after a war and there's all this debris in the water and on the land and all this awful stuff, mm-hmm. That's what people's energy fields have been looking like. And even if you're, you know, working your best to keep your field clean, if you're going out into the world, if you're going to work, if you're, you know, in a busy place where people aren't managing their own energy, we're just seeming to be getting bombarded
right. With
all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And the thing is, we need to keep on top of it. And we, you know, it's kind of bit now has become a maintenance kind of thing. You know, it's not just like a, you know, something I feel like doing once in a while. No, it's part of like, you know, you brush your teeth, right? You take a shower,
yeah.
You eat, you know. You have to.
And that's
go ahead.
That's exactly that. Those are great analogies. And just, I don't know if on your end you were breaking up really badly. So I don't know if it's only me hearing that or other people. Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
It's okay now.
It's still a little bit. Let's just stabilize the energy fields around all of us. Just 1 second. See if we can get it to smooth out here.
Weird.
Oh, that sounds a little better.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. You know, when you say, you know, having a shower, brushing your teeth, washing your hair, all those kinds of things you do every day, you know, cleaning your energy field. And there's so many simple ways to do, you know, there's some really simple tools and really simple ways to do it. I mean, you know, I would ask the audience, what are some of your favorite ways, or what are some of the things you use to clean your energy field? I mean, I'm happy to share, and I'm sure Alara is too. I mean, one of the simple ways that I've always used is violet flame with Saint Germain and Lady Portia.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bring in that purple fire, the violet flame, you can do it through yourself, you can do it through your house, your pets, your clothes, your, you know, and sometimes I run it for 24 hours. You know, if someone's been staying in my house when I'm away, then I might run it for a little longer. And I just find, you know, that's a really simple way to just clear my field right away. You know,
yeah, I love the violet flame. It's something I use regularly as well. You know, I also have like a Palo Santo spray that I use for myself and my space as well. I really like Palo Santo. But even
I haven't tried.
Yeah, it's great, and I find it works really fast. You know, to clear up the energy. But a lot of times, taking a shower and having the intention of clearing your energy field and aura while you're taking a shower will also work.
Yeah, I agree. And I also use my crystals filled with houses. My house is filled. Pardon me, it's filled with crystals, and I intend on the full moon that they all get cleansed. But I also find having some energy tools around like that really helps keep your energy strong and helps keep it cleared, you know. And you can feel sometimes when a crystal gets really it's taken a lot of hits for you, or really sort of all the energy that you don't want is glommed onto that. You can just leave it outside and cleanse it in the full moon, or put it in the ocean or a river, do all kinds of things to clear it up.
And there is a full moon coming on the 19th, so whatever, that's Friday or Saturday, I have no idea anymore. But on the 19th it's coming up.
Yeah, it is. The full moon. I'm doing mine on Thursday night because we're in different time zones. So I think it's actually on Friday, the Good Friday, here in the Pacific Coast. But it's somewhere after midnight on Thursday night, so early hours of Friday.
Right.
And so it's an easy time to clear up. You know, and it's just, I think that, you know, if you have someone around you, if you have friends that do energy work, whatever kind of energy work you do, it's great to do trades every once in a while, even if you do 15, 20 minutes with your friends and you just clear, everybody clears their energy. You know, you can also do it with smudging as an old-fashioned way, but it still works really, really well. I find sound works, too, like whether you have Koshi chimes or Tibetan bells, and sometimes just listening to a high-frequency music. You know, some of the Tom Kenyon stuff or Snadam Kaur or whoever, Deva Pramil, whoever people like, that sometimes with the intention you can really just clear a whole lot around that. But, you know, I think people can Google all kinds of techniques, so you can, you know, go to someone. But the important thing is to really make sure you're consciously and continually updating your field, clearing your energy field. And what I find happens when you don't, for me anyway, I don't know about for you, is that it's easier to get bogged down. Like if I'm not conscious of it, then all of a sudden I might have had a couple of days where I feel a little under the weather, or my attitude's not as sparkly as it usually is or something, and then I go, oh, I'm letting stuff get to me. I really need to, you know, clean things up, and then the vibration changes and your perspective changes so quickly.
Absolutely.
And of course what you can manifest or what you can create changes as well, because you're coming from a different frequency.
One of my favorites is being in the sun. 10 minutes, 15 minutes in the sun helps me like tremendously. I just love it. So, you know, when it's sunny out, I make a point of going out for a walk in the sun with Neo and sitting, you know.
Yeah, and that's a great thing, because I think I always feel like the sun recharges me. And similar to that, another good way is, I guess they call it earthing a lot of the time, is I go out in my backyard, obviously not when it's really cold, and stand on and walk around on the grass in my bare feet.
Right.
And, you know, and there's some real science to that about how it changes the positive ions in your body, which are not good things, and you collect negative ions, which are the good things for your body, and it just helps you release and changes your stress levels. But it also helps with the energy of it all, you know, and mm-hmm. Mother Gaia is always so willing to take all of that.
Yes,
you know, that old go out and hug a tree really has some real benefits to it.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there are a whole bunch of questions on the Q&A and people have their hands raised. So,
well, let's do some of that, too.
Let's do some of that. But I just want to ask, you know, like if you guys are asking questions, can you make it, you know, don't just ask, can you do a reading? Can you read my field? No. Can you ask a question, you know, that is actually relevant and that may be of help to everybody if possible? I know that's not always possible, but go ahead. Go ahead, Anne-Laura.
What I was going to say is the majority of the time when people are asking a question, it's going to apply to more than the person who's just asking it. Mm-hmm. So you, even it, though it might not be your question, you really want to listen because it might be you might have energy around this as well.
True. So just be in your heart space the best you can as you're listening and, you know, let go, release of whatever is there, you know, as well. But because I know sometimes people just ask, hey, can you just look at my field and see what's there? Can you, you know, like, can you know, that's a little too vague as far as I'm concerned, and that's not really helping you, the listener, out very much. So I'd rather it be something a bit more specific. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions for myself, so I don't know, but, you know. If you can, that would be great. So I'm just saying, this is just, you know, it's going to help you if you ask a specific question instead of just, can you give me a reading or can you see what's in my field or what do I need to let go of? You know, that's,
you know, and I will say a couple things. I think you've heard me say this before, Alara, but my guides never give out about three things. The lottery numbers, unfortunately, that's not given out. They will not tell you your soul name because that's something you have to find and resonate with. And the other thing they won't tell is they will not, I sometimes have people who want to know their life's purpose or their soul purpose.
Right.
They will help you with it if you're, you know, if you're already doing stuff and on your path, but they would never say your purpose is to do A, B, or C. So
right.
Other than, you know, our purpose is to grow and raise
mm-hmm.
our vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
But other than that, and the other piece is we generally don't answer questions about other people. So this is really about yourself because I don't have permission to read other people.
Right.
And I'm pretty careful with all. I try to be very, very careful with all of that.
Cool. So with that, you know, a few little guidelines. And they're not restrictions. They're just guidelines. So, again, it's star 2 to raise your hand or you can type your question in the chat, okay? And so if you've already submitted a question in the chat that says something like something really vague, you know, I might not ask it, but I might. Who knows? Because I'm kind of nice. We'll see. All right. So first of all, we're going to go to phone number.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I was getting that the person, the second question was one we needed to look at, whatever the second question was.
Okay.
I don't know why. So
we will take a look at the questions in the Q&A in a sec, but let's take a caller first.
Sure.
So phone number ending in 4233. I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hi, Alara. How are
Hi,
you,
Linda.
Honey?
Good. How are you?
Hi. Okay. Anna Larray, it's lovely to join with you as well.
Hello. And your first name?
Linda. Sorry.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi, love. I've had quite a few surgeries, orthopedically and some paralysis and all. And I know with the ascension process that's going on, a lot is shifting and a lot of my energy has shifted. But the pain can be very debilitating. So do you have any thoughts on how else I can release some of this physical pain energetically? Thank you.
Okay. So a couple of things are coming up. Have you ever used an IV, for an etheric IV?
No.
Okay, so let me tell you that because I know they work, and then I'll get into another piece. So just like when you're in the hospital and they put an IV in your arm with a slow drip, right? You can ask Dr. Lorfin, who's the head of the Galactic Healers, for an etheric IV, and you can have one in each arm, okay? And it goes sort of like it looks like it just goes into your vein just like the rest. And one side, and it doesn't matter which one side is light and one side is love. And so now you can't run it 24/7, okay? But when you need the pain brought down or you need some help, you can call on the etheric IVs, and you can adjust it. You can open it up a little more or close it down a little more. I've used them when I've needed them. Many of my clients have used them. That's one of the things that might help you. I'm getting I'm just reading you. You have a false, you have a program running, or more than one. You have one, two, you have 3 to 4 programs of suffering running. So believing that you should suffer, and that's in the subconscious levels. So when you have emotional programs, so our programs are coming, a lot of them are coming from our previous lifetimes. It's also, most of our programming happens before we're age 7. So these are subconscious programs that start running in our field, often placed by, not consciously by our family, but by beliefs. But a lot of us are releasing programs we've had many lifetimes. So Linda, you're holding 3 to 4 subconscious programs around the belief that you should suffer.
Okay.
So you're going to be able to do lots of different things with pain management and work on, but you, until you release the suffering programs, I think that it'll be more of challenges. Okay?
Okay.
Just take a look at that.
May I ask you the name of the person you said, the energetic being that does the IVs? What did you say the name was?
Dr. Lorfin, L-O-R-P-H-A-N, Dr. Lorfin, and he is a green praying mantis. He's an insectoid being, and he is the head of all the Galactic Healers. So anyone in human form or other form that does healing reports to Dr. Lorfin. And he will also train and teach anyone that wants to learn healing. And
excellent.
He's amazing.
Thank you.
And when I see him, he's so big, all I ever see are his eyes.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help, loved one.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Alara.
You're welcome. Thank you. I want to just ask a question about Dr. Lorfin and the etheric, my mind is totally blank because it's like I just never would have thought to do this, but can anybody do that, get an etheric IV? Can anybody ask for one?
Yep. Excuse me. Yes. Anyone can. You just call him Dr. Lorfin, you ask for an etheric IV.
Okay.
Yeah, I've used it for a long time, and sometimes I forget about it, but yeah.
Awesome.
But I do know, like, if you're in chronic pain, they're not gonna hold 24/7. So
yeah.
I have always used them when I was really, when things got way over the top.
So is it just for pain management, or is it?
That's all I've ever used it for, yes, is pain management.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Well.
All right, so we're going to take another caller, and then we're going to go to the Q&A, not to worry. So phone number ending in 1014, I'm going to unmute you.
Alara, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. So,
hi,
such
Maria.
Such a pleasure to talk to you. Hi, Anna, thank you. Thank you so much. So my question is, I have this pain under my rib cage, like for years now, and it's something to do with drinking tea. Okay, it's associated with drinking tea, not like black or green tea, any kind of herbal teas.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I've done so many sessions, truly. I've done everything and I'm boggled. So I'd love to know if it's like a program, because this thing, what you said to the last caller, that she's holding programs of suffering, I immediately did
so
a disclaimer.
So
like,
oh, you only get it when you drink herbal teas?
Yes, when I drink, like, let's see, more than a liter, because, you know, they push so much that you have to drink. And I really like these herbal teas. And I get it. And I kind of doubt it has something to do with, like, the spices. Because if the tea has spices or mint in it, the pain
uh-huh.
kind of seems to increase.
So I'm getting two things. And I'm not getting the exact amount, but I'll tell you. So are you drinking different teas or usually the same tea?
No, it's like, you know, I have a lot of herbs, different herbs. And every day,
uh-huh.
the combination is a bit different. It's not like a packaged thing.
Okay, so you're making, okay. So there is some herb that you are using, and I can't tell you which one it is. They're not showing me because you're going to have to muscle test it. There is some herb that your body has an aversion to. There's one of the ones
yes.
that is your body is not happy with. And so you can muscle test them. And find out which one is the one that is, you know, that I would take out. But the other piece of it is, wow. Okay, so I'm seeing you in another lifetime. And as soon as you started talking about it, and, okay, it sounds so dramatic, but I'll just tell you. I see you, it's in an Asian country. That's all and everyone looks Asian. That's all I can tell at this point. And you were, you are a military man. I want to say a general. I don't know an admiral, a general. I don't, you know, just a high-ranking military man. You are out in the in a war zone, and you are. In a, like, I'll say like a tent or some sort of covered space, and you are sitting there drinking your tea, and you are assassinated, and someone spears you from the back and goes right through your ribs.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Oh, who can I ever feel that?
Oh.
And you've held on to the energetics of the killing and the pain in the ribs, and it's associated with the tea. So whenever you have the tea, you're triggering a little bit. So there is a piece of something of the herbs that's irritating you, but otherwise there's this connection when you drink the tea that it's in the genetic memory.
Yes, yes, yes. And
can you feel
totally
that?
You. Yes, I can. And I'll tell you what's the other story with tea. I have a kind of strange job where I work like very irregular. Because right now I'm at work, and I just came out of my lab to talk to you. So I'm listening to telesummits and all kinds of stuff the whole day, galactic stuff, galactic wars. I don't know what I'm trying to research. And when I listen to stuff, I just get into this fear mode. And what do I do? Immediately I'll go and I'll, like, drink half a cup of tea. I'm like, okay, this tea is good, but I know that I'm using this tea to ground me or to do something like that. So I'm like, wow. This resonates.
So there's a couple of things you can do. The first thing is when you go into fear is you want to stop consciously when you feel and say and just say stop. I'm, you know, and when you go into fear, your heart closes. So the first thing you should always do is open your heart. So whether that be listening to music, thinking of someone you love, remembering something, and some people can just pump their heart open. So whatever you want to do is once you open your heart, it's very difficult to stay in fear, okay?
Yes.
You can still have a little bit of it, but it changes the vibration. So you want to get your heart open. And what I would say is that if you're listening to a lot of YouTube or podcasts or
yes.
reading
yes.
a lot of things that are fear-based, then why do you want to stay triggered in fear? So it's not a fear on the conscious level.
Not a fear on the conscious level.
But if you're watching, if you're reading and watching stuff about galactic wars, then that is fear-based. So just be aware that's a conscious choice. For example, and I'm not naive, okay? And it's not about being in denial that bad things happen in life, but it's where you choose to put your attention. So if you put your attention on more positive things or more peaceful things or more neutral things, those are the energies that are held more readily in your body. But when you are looking at violent things or depressing things or, you know, all that kind of stuff, fearful things, then you're bringing in the energy of fear. And your body feels it. But what happens is with television and news, we've become a little bit numbed to it. But if you consciously feel it, if you watch a violent TV show or something on YouTube or something that's really about fear and violence.
I don't watch anything. No.
Okay.
I only listen
but
to
if
stuff.
Even if you're listening to it, whether you're watching it or not, there's still the energy of it. Okay?
Yes.
And you can feel that in your body. The same way when you listen to a high vibrational piece of music or you listen to a podcast that is all about the light or something really beautiful, you feel it differently in your body. Mm-hmm. And so...
Thank you.
Yeah, so I would just say, why always choose fear? Make different choices. And if you go into fear, open your heart up.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And
I
all
realize
the best
that.
With
yes.
your
yes.
With your tea and clearing that lifetime, okay? Because once you clear that lifetime, that should help a lot.
Yes, I'll do that this evening. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Maria.
Awesome. Thank you, Maria. And, thank you for that, too, because it is good to know that, you know, we can muscle test ourselves to see what, you know, is there something in our food that we're eating, that we're drinking, some supplement that we're taking that may be a culprit, right?
Yeah, and I think that whether you use a pendulum, whether you muscle test, I mean, when I muscle test, the one I like best for me personally is I like the standing one because
me
then
too.
My mind doesn't get in the way.
Exactly,
and,
me
but,
too.
But the critical piece is, you got to be hydrated.
Yes.
You know, if you're not hydrated properly, then it doesn't work. You know, and if people don't know how to do it, are you okay if I just give them a real quick run?
Sure, but I think most people do by now.
So just make sure you're hydrated.
Yeah.
And you know what your yes-nos are.
Exactly. And I always find that when you're doing it, just stay out of your head, you know?
Yeah.
Stay out of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to take some questions from the Q&A because I said I would. I didn't want to forget. So Carla, yay, finally you get your question answered because poor Carla's been emailing me for the Zoom calls and I was like, there's no early Q&A thing on Zoom. So Carla is saying, let me see if I can get Jesus. Can you please look at my energy field and tell me what we can clear in my energy field in order to achieve a healthy alignment of my whole body and reinstore a healthy original blueprint bite? Because she was in an accident when she was young and her nose was broken and her jaw joints result a difficult and twisted bite and unbalanced jaw joints. So is there anything that you can tell her and look in her energy field to tell what we can clear in order to achieve a healthy alignment of her whole body and restore a healthy original blueprint bite. That make sense?
Yep. Okay, so how old is Carla?
She didn't say.
So Carla, can you write in and tell us approximately? I don't need the exact age, but just roughly how old are you?
Mm-hmm. And I will keep refreshing the Q&A box so that I get it right away.
I'm just scanning. One second here.
Awesome. And if you're on the line, Carla, like, do you happen to be on the line, like on the phone line or like on the webcast or anything like that? You might be, you might not be, I have no idea.
Okay, so this one's way more complex. Okay, so, and I don't think you're going to like the answer that's coming, Carla. My apologies, but.
And she may not be live right now, anyways.
Okay, so you chose to have, you consciously chose before you came in to have, I'll just call it a challenge or disfiguration or however it shows up for you. You really consciously chose that this lifetime. So it was no accident, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you chose it. There's two pieces to it. There's one, you chose it as penance for something you did in another lifetime, which is, you know, and you set that up, which is really unusual. But you chose it to inspire others, to show others how you can move past things that you that happen. And so I'm not, when I'm looking at how you realign it and everything, I keep hearing no and seeing no, that you don't do it, but you move past it in a different type of way. So it's like you're focused on the physical and getting the bite and everything in alignment again, and that's not where your focus on all this is supposed to be. It's as though there is, let me just see here. It's as though it has to do with how you live your life is the answer. And how you choose to see life is where the change comes, rather than the physical realignment of the jaw.
Okay.
And that's all that's coming. It's like, wow, the energy's just shut down for that.
Yeah.
And I apologize because I know you're not going to like that answer. Like, I'm like, really? This is what you want me to say? So,
that's what they said,
and I'm
Carla.
Sure, yeah, I'm sure there would. Yeah, so just sit with that and see what comes forward, okay, hon?
Awesome. So now I have a question from Felix. And Felix says, what is the cause of my health problem and how can it be effectively solved? That's a very general, well, it's not general per se, but.
Okay, Felix. Just a second. Okay, let me just. Does it say what part of the world Felix is in?
He looks like he's in Calgary.
Okay.
It's like if you're on the call, Felix, like, you know, I don't
just
see anybody in Calgary, but who knows?
Okay, so show me. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the energetic stuff. So what I'm getting energetically, Felix, is you don't believe in yourself. And and you have felt, ignored is too strong a word, dismissed a lot. And it has been at some point in time, having illness or health problems has gotten you attention that you didn't have before. And so it's like some of the health issues are being created so that you get some love and attention because you don't value yourself. So this is a manner in which you are creating attention and love for yourself. So really, it's about going in and healing your feelings of not worthiness and feeling unseen and unheard. And so that's where this is coming from.
And I think a lot of people have that feeling of unworthiness, not feeling like they've been heard or seen in their life.
That is really lack of self-worth or lack of self-love, however you want to call it, is the deepest wound of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the interesting thing with it is that when you are not in self-love or self-worth, if you don't value yourself, and most of us have some pieces that we value or really like about ourselves, but the majority, a lot of us don't like, you know, our life or who we are or don't value ourselves. But the interesting thing with all of that is that when you don't love yourself, you often feel like a victim,
mm-hmm.
okay? And when you're in victim mode, we are easy to manipulate.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
easy to manipulate. So what happens is that when people don't have or find their own boundaries and when they don't begin to honor themselves and love themselves or, you know, what happens is that as a culture, as a planet, we become very easily distorted into what's acceptable, what's not acceptable, what is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you love yourself, you have very clear boundaries about what you allow, what you don't allow. You have very clear perceptions and ways you live your life. And then it's far easier, far more difficult for outside individuals or governments mm-hmm. or organizations to control you because you know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to take another question from the Q&A here, and this is from Mana. Mana says, there are three people in my life who are psychically attacking me, and no matter how much I clear their stuff and the karma between us, nothing changes. Any help would be much appreciated.
Okay, just one second. Okay, so when you say, okay, so again, I think I might trigger some people here, Alara. Okay,
mm-hmm.
sorry. Okay, so when you say three people are psychic attacking you, my question to you would be, that means you're being a victim because you feel that they are doing this to you.
Mm.
So A, you're either a victim, or B, my next question would be is why are you creating this?
Mm-hmm.
So what role do you play in this? Because if we're going to really look at our stuff, if you feel like you're being attacked by others, and I'm not saying you're not, but what is your role in it? Are you actually the one that is doing the attacking and it's coming back at you? Have you asked for this? Like where, and I know this sounds harsh, and I apologize, but it's... there is something that you have created that this is bringing you a lesson. Especially if you've done lots of clearings around it and cleared
mm-hmm.
the karma, which would have been the first things I would have said, you know, to look at doing. So that's great, Mana, that you've already done those pieces. But there's something still there. So how are you creating it this way? And why are you creating it? So... okay, let me just see, because I'm getting some more information here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting. So I'm seeing some agreements that you made with these individuals. Because what this does, wow, this keeps you out of your power. Because you spend so much time either trying to protect yourself or clear the energy or be in fear around it, that part of this is what you did to set up preventing yourself from stepping into your power because you're so busy trying to ward off all this other stuff in this sphere. Because if you, when you really step into who you are, the safest way or the easiest way to prevent any such things is with the vibration of love.
Mm-hmm.
When you raise your own vibration, love is always the best protection there is. And yes, I think clearing your karma with someone is a great, I tell people to do that all the time, and, you know, to ensure that you don't have openings in your energy field, like we talked about a little earlier with tune-ups and that. But once you vibrate high enough, it doesn't happen. So clear your stuff, raise your vibration, and then really look at your co-creation in this piece. And I apologize up front if I've offended you or if I've triggered you with this. If it's, I know for most of us, it's just easier to blame other people
mm-hmm.
than look at our piece in it. So my apologies up front. Sending you big hugs.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mana, take your power back, okay, if you've been playing
mm-hmm.
victim. Take your power back. Okay, so
yep.
We're going to go to the phone lines. For phone number ending in 2917. Phone number ending in 2917. I'm going to unmute you. Hello?
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know who this
Julie.
Is. Yeah.
This is Julie.
I'm
from Florida. Julie from Florida. How are you?
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
I'm great.
I have something I would love to have help with, and I think it would help a lot of people in this world because I'm sure they have the same issue. I have been emotionally eating really badly lately. Like if I get upset about something, someone hurts my feelings or anything, I'm directly going to a bag of potato chips or something really bad, and I'm not even hungry. And I normally just like to eat when I'm hungry because I had an eating disorder growing up from not having food.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I'm also eating, craving and eating sugar and junk food like crazy and carbs and just, and I feel horrible. Like I feel physically sick, like I'm going to throw up after I eat it. But like I won't
yeah.
stop. I mean, I would eat a dozen donuts, just sit there in one setting, and I would want to throw up, but I wouldn't throw up. Do you know what I mean?
And
what
you're not exercising, right, Julie? And you're
yes,
not exercising.
And Yes, and I normally exercise every day, and I haven't worked out in 2.5 months. And I've been
oh, my
like,
God.
Okay. Well, thank you for your honesty, because I know that's hard. So a couple of things are coming up. So let's talk about the sugar for a minute. So sugar is worse than crack, okay? Sugar
I
is
know.
So addictive in our body. So what happens is, and of course we were fooled by all the food companies a long time ago, and it's in everything. So, you know, the first thing is that it takes usually, I know with me anyway, at least 7 days to clear the sugar addiction, at least.
Yeah.
And so that means no processed foods, no sugars. If you
yeah.
really want to do it the best way, no fruit, no carbs. Right?
Yeah.
Because all of those carbs, they all turn into sugar in the body. So it gets a whole lot easier once
yeah.
you can get through those 7 days. And
yeah, I made myself 2 years ago do a 20, what was it? I made myself a 30-day eat, no sugar, no carbs. And that, I'm telling you, it was the hardest thing I ever did. I made it through that, and I never ate any carbs or sugar for 2 years straight. I did not crave it, nothing. And
yep.
then as soon as
because
I had a piece of cake, that was it.
Well, and what happens is it literally is addictive. So it opens up
yeah.
everything in your body
yeah.
again. So, and most people don't. And so what happens is then you're always hungry, right? And
yeah.
so it's just easier to eat these other things. So, you know, if you can do, you know, even 7 days to start. And then what happens, I know, when you taste things after, is everything tastes super, super, super sweet. So
yes.
Yeah. If I have sugars now, I try it only to be fruit, and I don't do fruit juice
yeah.
very often.
Yeah.
I try it to be because then you've got the full fruit and the fiber and all of that. So, you know, so
yeah.
on the physical level, the sugar and the carbs, and sugar just is not good for your body vibrationally. It's just,
well,
you know,
I have candida. I've had it for 15 years. Like, my body's, like, destroyed with candida, and I can't seem to get rid of it, but I know that's causing sugar cravings too, because that's what it says, what the doctor said too. And go ahead.
So what I was going to say is one of the things too, you have to be careful, and my father was a doctor, and I really believe I support medicine because I think there's a lot of really amazing, great things. But I also do energy work and support the energy work. And so be careful you don't always buy into all the medical stuff you read, because there's an energetic to it. When we go, oh, the doctor says, and then all of a sudden our body says, oh, okay, well, then that will never fix. So, I know, because I've actually had it happen to me, and I was like, oh, my God. I'll share it because it's a very funny story. So I had my eye checkup, and my eye doctor said, oh, there's a little spot of blood or something at the back of your eye. You know, you might have, you know, you better see your doctor. You might be diabetic. I walked out and I literally, honest to God, with no exaggeration, felt the energy of diabetes go into my body. I felt
it. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, as I'm sitting in the chair. And then I went home, and it was that was a Thursday. And then by Saturday morning, I had full on every symptom of diabetes, okay? I was like, and I was looking them up online, and I finally called a friend of mine who was a nurse, and I'm like, oh, my God, I think I'm got. And she howled, and she said, you know, Anna Lorai, it takes more than 2 years for the symptoms to show up. Not today.
Oh, my God.
And I was
so
like,
funny.
I'm like, oh, my God. And so I was really nervous, and they had said, oh, the doctor said, you better go for blood tests, and I booked the blood test, and then I thought, what the hell am I doing? And so I went and cleared it all, and I felt it all leave, and I realized that I had felt it go in. So this is why you need to be careful, and that doesn't mean the doctor isn't right or correct, but you have to look at the energetics of it. So my body literally said, oh, is this what you want? And I'm like, oh, no. So that's one piece of it. And the emotional eating, okay, so let's just look at all that. So it's a little bit about, like we talked about at the beginning, why it's important to do energy tune-ups. Everything on planet Earth is accelerating, and the energies are so strong right now that we're all having a lot of hard times coping with the energy. And on a side note, one of the things in the special offer that we have, I'm just making sure it's in there. Yes, is last year in November, Lord Melchizedek and the Arcturians came forth, and they created in my full moon copper pods. And I had never seen copper in the etherics, and they created copper pods for all of 2019 to assist with the shifting energies. So that's one of the things in the special offer, but that has really helped me as well as other tools, because I don't know that I could have coped with how everything is changing so much with the frequencies of energy that's running everywhere. And so with the emotional eating, there's just so much overwhelm right now on the energetic level, that the more we can stay in the vibrations of peace and surrender, the more time you can spend in nature, the more time you can stay offline, it's just easier on our physical and etheric bodies.
Yeah.
And then the other piece with the emotional eating, I just read an article yesterday. It's funny because it's perfect timing on Facebook by Mark Waldman. And he works with, oh, I forget John's last name, with neuroscience stuff. And basically what it talked about was that we can get as much pleasure from food by just having one bite. And by slowing down, and you first smell the food, and then you taste it, and you let it sit in your mouth for like a minute to get all the sensations, and that you can still, the measuring they've done, that you can still get some of the pleasure of all of that. So it was really about the slowing down of the eating, because you look up and you've eaten a bag of chips, or you look up and you've eaten three helpings of something.
Yeah.
But that,
eat donuts.
But that, yes, or yes, I hear you. And but the other piece, so let me just get the energetic piece on this too. So what you're trying to do with all of the emotional eating is nurture yourself.
Yeah. Well, I'll get upset and I'll be crying about something or just depressed because I don't have anything to do or someone to love or whatever, or love me. And then I'll just all of a sudden go straight to the kitchen and I'm not even hungry and I just start grabbing stuff and none of it satisfies me. And,
because,
you know what I mean? Like I'll go from item to item and nothing is satisfying me. And I know what I'm doing. I know I'm emotional eating and I know I'm not hungry, but I can't stop myself from doing it because I feel like food has always loved me, you know, my whole life, you know.
Have you read the book called When Food is Love?
No, no.
There is a book, and that's what it's all about. And I read it a number of years ago and had a lot of aha moments. So it might be worth taking a look at as well. And the other piece I'm getting for you is that it's really important for you to find an alternative. So instead of having to eat, so what is something that brings you a little bit of love and joy?
I like the beach. I like
the which?
The beach, like putting my feet in the sand at
the
beach.
Yeah, but are you always near?
No, it takes me like, I have to drive to like 20 minutes to get there. You know.
It's
hard for me to have joy. It's hard for me to experience joy or like, you know what I mean? I don't have anything I love, anything. Things I used to love, I do them now thinking it's going to bring me joy and it doesn't. Like I lost my joy too. Like my
and there's what you need to find is part of it is finding your passion or joy again. And if you can't find joy, then go with something smaller. Find some simple things that make you smile. Because joy is like happiness amped up. And so if you can't get there, you don't want to get discouraged, just find little things that either bring you peace or make you happiness, you know, that you feel a little bit of surrender. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And I just have to run. Yes. So someone's just come to my door. I apologize for this. And if you can, Alara, can I ask you to take over for 2 minutes, and I'll be right back.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can do that.
Okay.
So I thought it would be a good time to start looking at the special offer. We are going to take some more questions in just a moment when Alara is back. And hopefully we will do, I don't know if we're going to have time to do a process. And maybe we don't need to do a process since we're doing all of these questions, calls, readings, you know, all this stuff, right? So perhaps we're not going to do a healing process. We'll see, because even these readings are helpful for everybody, I'm sure. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/AnnaLarai. And so the special offer has 6 pieces to it, I guess. There's a live group healing session, which is coming up shortly, and we'll ask Anna when that is, and which is a live call. And then there's the guided full moon meditation from February. There's the November guided full moon meditation that we talked about a little bit ago about creating copper pods, which is really interesting and really helpful. And we were talking about the Arcturian medical team. I was talking about that a little while ago. And then there's a guided meditation from March of last year. And there's a 30-minute reading with Annalari. So, you know, today, you know, obviously we're not going to get to everybody's questions. But as you can see, Annalari does go deep with the questions, right? So if you would like to get your questions answered, you can do a 30-minute reading with Annalari. It could be a reading or healing, whatever it happens to be. And then item 6 is a karma clearing recording. And so I'm going to let Annalari talk about the pieces in the package, because all of these are actually quite unique and helpful in different ways. So, yay, you're back.
Yes, thank you. Sorry about that, everybody. So the karma clearing is really amazing. I did one a number of years ago, and then my guides about 2 years ago said it's time to really upgrade this, and it totally changed. And you can use it 100 times, 500 times, and what it does is it takes you to a higher frequency and vibration where you get to see the karma between you and the others. And we call it karma, but in the meditation what you'll hear is the guides didn't like the words karma. They call it past life energetic residue. So basically, it's the energy that is unfinished business from other lifetimes. And so it's great because it really helps you clear all that energy. And for me, I find I rather deal with people in the here and now instead of having all the lifetimes that we've had stuff between us. I only want to feel what we're in now so I can work with now. So, you know, clearing with your significant others, your family members, your boss, you know, people you see regular in your life is really a great thing. And then it's really funny. My doorbell, my phone's ringing about four times. And then the February, this year's, this February we did the First Light, which is a collective consciousness I channel, came in. And it was really cool. We go off into the etherics and plant a seed for something new you want to manifest in your life this year. And then they actually invite you to go out and plant a seed of something in the 3D physical. So that's really a very specific one. Full moons are so much fun because they're all so totally different. And then I told you about the copper pods. That was the November full moon with Lord Melchizedek. And a lot of people had gone on and purchased that one because it's just, it's funny, a lot of people gave it as Christmas presents too because it is really helping this year. And you don't have to think about it. Once your pod is activated, and I activated mine on January 1st, it just is there and it just really helps with all the energetics. Mm-hmm. And then in March last year, I was guided to put this one in. And it was Lady Venus Love Star, who I adore. She takes everyone to a journey to Venus. And what was really cool, and so Venusians, people who are Venusian heritage or have lived many, 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 many lifetimes on Venus, consider themselves Venusians, have ribbons. And those of you that know me, you always hear me talk about my ribbons. Let's connect your ribbons to here, or I'm connecting with ribbons. But that's a Venusian thing. And so they're energy waves of love that come from Venusians. And so this was only the second time that they ever gifted a Venusian ribbon to non-Venusians. So it's really kind of cool. And then we also have the group healing tomorrow at noon Pacific time, and I will record it, which I don't normally do, but I will record it if you can't make it. And Dr. Lorfin, who we've been talking about, and Archangel Raphael and the dragon Kuta come, and they create a healing vortex. And you're called in by name, so even if you're not on it, you're going to be called in by name. And you get so many minutes in there, and the rest where you simply receive. And you go in with one thing you're wanting to work on, but the rest of the time you're in another really cool, what's called the waiting space. And really, that's about you doing your own work on yourself. So it's not just they heal. It's a co-creation, again, that you're working on yourself because they really want us to keep working on ourselves. So if you don't have any healing techniques, you can simply just be in the waiting space and bring in love. So I've been doing this a couple years now, and I really like it because they both, Dr. Lorfin and Archangel Raphael, asked to do it together, and they had never worked in this way before. And then, as Alara said, the other part of the package is a 30-minute session with me, and you can book it online. You can pick your times. It's my schedule's there, and so
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, so I look forward to working with a whole bunch of you.
Awesome. So for, let's say somebody buys the package on Wednesday, right? And the live call's tomorrow. So will they still benefit from
it? I'm going to record it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. They'll get a copy of the recording.
Awesome. Cool. Yay. And what else was I going to ask? No, that's cool. So that's available at laura.at/show/AnnaLarai4. So AnnaLarai4. And there is a two-payment plan option available as well if you require that. Okay, so do you want to just do some more questions, or how are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm happy to do a couple more questions, and then we'll do some sort of little meditation or activation. I don't know what it is. And just before we do questions, if it's okay, I'd just like to tell people about I'm going to be in Europe again this summer. It's funny, Alara and I always seem to pass on the airplane as she's coming to Canada and I'm going over to Europe. So I'm going to be doing workshops in Delft, the Netherlands, over the summer solstice for 3.5 days, and in northern Italy in the end of May. So if you live in those areas or are going to be around and want to meet me and come to a workshop with Sparkles of Love, it's all live channeled. There's hands-on healing. There's activations. They're amazing. And then the other big thing is, as Alara said, I channel the Alchemy Collective Consciousness, and we do free global meditations to raise the vibration on planet Earth every Tuesday. And we alternate between the mornings in Pacific time to the evenings Pacific time so that, you know, people in Europe don't have to be up in the middle of the night every week. Mm-hmm. And we do two gatherings a year. And in September, we're doing gathering number 11 already. We've done 10 gatherings. And we're almost half sold out already. And it will be here on Vancouver Island where I live. So awesome. If you would like to do 6 days of intense, well, 5 days of meditation and global work and a day of whale watching, then take a look at the Alchemy's website and you might really want to join us because they're amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah, we're
going to
miss each
more.
Other.
Let's do a couple more questions and then let's do some activation or
awesome
tune up.
So let's take phone number ending in 3325. I'm going to unmute you 1 second. Hello. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Rhonda.
Hi Rhonda.
Hello, I'm so glad I can attend live. I can't normally attend these live.
Yay.
Well, awesome.
I liked your talk at the beginning about getting grounded and clearing. And I have a pretty good clearing practice for myself, but I wonder if you can share some ways that I could clear my home space or clear my workspace. I have some sprays and I smudge sometimes at home, but I can't always use those at work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some of the ones that I use, and you and I talked about this, but the violet flame with Saint Germain and Lady Portia,
mm-hmm.
and that's powerful, powerful, powerful. Okay, I used to do it at my workplace as well. I would do it every day. I do it actually when I get on airplanes, so I blaze the whole airplane with the violet flame. What I'm getting, Rhonda, is that the other thing is not only with the clearing, but also to set the light in your home and workplace. Do you do that regularly, or you just do the clearing?
No, I'd love to know more about setting the light in my home or my workplace.
Okay, so it's like you're only doing one half of the coin. So you're doing one side, but the flip side is, so you've cleaned the energy, now you want to bring in. So all I do is I just call on pure source light, and I see a pillar of light come down over my home, and I feel it. And I have it go under the earth. And, you know, if you have an apartment, it goes into your apartment. If you live in a multi-family building like an apartment or a condo, you can also call on a Metatron cube of non-interference so that you're not getting all the energy from your neighbors on either side or above or below you, okay?
Hmm.
But when you use a Metatron cube, the minute your vibration drops, the cube drops. Because it is held by your vibration of love. So let's say you set one and then you had a fight with your partner. Well, then the cube is gone. So you just reset it. You just call on it and ask Metatron to help you with it. But, you know, calling in, I always put, like, I put a pillar of light over my car. I always have put one over my workspace. Those are things that, you know, you clear the energy, and then you bring in this beautiful, beautiful vibration. And do you have, the other thing is, do you have any crystals in your workspace?
I have a few, but when you talked about clearing them with the full moon, it reminded me, I clear my crystals at home regularly, but not my work ones.
Yeah, and those are probably the ones that need clearing more because you have less control there. There's more going on there. So, I'm seeing that if you can find a little piece of black tourmaline, it might be nice to have at work because it's very grounding.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much. That was very helpful.
You're very welcome, Rhonda.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Rhonda. Great question. And I love the Metatronic Cube of Non-Interference because I live in an apartment building. So that is awesome.
Yeah, and it works really well. Again, but once your vibration drops, then you have to just reset it. So in the beginning, you set it a lot.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Did Anna or I say the group healing is tomorrow, April 16th? Yes.
I did. I think so.
Yes. April 16th.
Mm-hmm. At the same time as your show.
Oh. So I don't have a show tomorrow, actually. It's been
postponed.
So it's
perfect. There
it's
we
been
go.
Postponed. So.
Okay. Okay. So shall
really
we do one more question, and then we'll go into a little bit of hearing?
Yeah. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475. 3475. Hello.
Oh, hi. Oh, wow. thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi, Anna. This is Caroline.
Hi, Caroline.
Hi. I could talk to you forever, but you see me, so I don't need to explain who I am and how open I am and all that. So I've been... What's the word? I've been nagged at with, do I sell my house or do I not sell my house? I've been in corporate for over 32 years. I have all my gifts. I'm coming up for retirement in 2020. And the only way to do that logically, right, with the mind, is that I sell my house because I still have a large mortgage. And there's reasons for that. But and because I don't want to work another day past my actual retirement here. I'm good here. I've got a beautiful office. I do lots of service. I spread the light. But I want to be in a different environment for the other.
You want to do something else. You want to work at something else.
Well, all right. Yes. So, will I have to sell my house? Is the question. Even though that's not the question, but that's how I'm going to ask it.
Okay. So just one second here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and I do
someone wants to come through, so let me just channel for you, okay?
Thank you.
Beloved one, I am Lady Isis, and I speak to you directly. Sell or not sell is always your choice. But what we would say is we know the reasons you want to stay, and how you dislike what you call the nagging. But what we would say is that choosing to sell on your own terms allows you to release the stress of finances, but allows your life to take on a new adventure. So your energies are very strong where you are in this house, but it is harder for you to begin retirement being held in the same energies. And so it is really about what type of retirement do you want. If you truly are ready for a new adventure, then we would say sell the house and look at other options in a different way. And if you really wish to stay in this house and stay more in the life you have, though not working, and have the responsibility of the mortgage, then stay. But it is really, what the real issue here is your fear of moving forward. So you are, you know, you no longer want to work, but you haven't really formalized what it is you really wish to do. You have ideas, but you haven't really, there's a piece of you that is fearful of surrendering to the flow and just allowing it all to be and letting it all go. Does this make sense to you, beloved one?
Very much. Thank you so much.
We welcome you, and we would just put in one, again, we honor whatever choice you make, but the new adventure sounds quite fun.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah. I love it when they, it's like, it's always, it's your choice, but,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought she was pretty direct. You know,
I could really see your face, Laura, going, yes, Caroline.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yep.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you. I love you
but
both.
You too.
You're very welcome.
Oh, that was funny. That was so funny. I have to say,
funny.
Caroline, I know you're still listening, but that was so funny. And, you know, as soon as Isis came in and started talking, she's like, yeah, she's going to say sell the house. Go ahead, sell it. You know, like, I know, I knew, I could tell right away. It's like, good question. But thank you for that. Thank you for
but
the laugh, too.
You always have choice.
You always have choice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, always have choice. Beautiful. Well, why don't we, if it works, Alara, why don't we take the next 10, 15 minutes, and I'd like to bring through some energy. I don't know what it's
sure.
going to be, but,
yeah.
And for everybody.
Yeah, and
we'll
I want to send some stuff to Paris, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that we will probably do a little bit of that at the end.
Sounds good. Awesome.
Okay, everybody. So just let go of all the mental stuff for a minute and your disappointment if your question didn't get answered and all of the things that are coming up. And just connect to the light again. We're still connected, but just feel as we bring that light from source in. And just allow your heart chakra to expand. So just and if you don't know how to do that, or you have a hard time, sometimes what I do as a visual is I just see my heart growing bigger outside of my body. And it goes right and left and front and back and up and down. So if you really need a visual, sometimes that's a good funny one. And just feel your heart expand. Or think of someone you love or a beautiful memory. It doesn't really matter. Just feel this more love and more light comes in. Greetings, beloved ones. I am Saint Germain. And if it is acceptable, I wish to come and do a little bit of clearing with you. And some of you know me well and have used my violet flame. And others, this is new. And even if you have used me a long time ago, I remind each of you that all of us enlightened ones, all of the tools that we have taught you, the energetic processes and tools, as the vibration on your planet rises, then so the tools get upgraded. So this violet flame, you can also use it now with gold. And so today we are going to bring in the violet flame that my beloved Portia and I utilize, but we are also going to bring in the energy of gold. And we are going to not mix them, but they are going to work side by side. So see or feel now, we're going to start with the violet and then bring in the gold. So see or feel now as I bring in the violet flame. So it is like a purple, a fire or a flame that is a beautiful purple, a light violet. And it does not burn you or hurt you, but imagine that you see this flame and you step into it. And feel now as the violet flame just ignites and moves up your body And yes, this is a different way than many of you have done it before. And we are just at the knees now. And just set your intention that all that no longer serves you, all the what Anil Rai called the energetic debris, is being cleansed and cleared. And feel as it moves up to your heart chakra. And you see it around you, but you don't feel any pain or any hurt with this, for it is an etheric flame. And it moves up to your shoulders and your throat chakra. And it fills all of your auric egg. And let us now do, we want you to practice with us. So we want you to intent and feel or see or simply imagine that you're going to do your home. So in the beginning, it is good to visualize or imagine it room by room. Those of you that have used it many times, you do not have to do it that way, but we invite you to try it this way with us. So imagine you are walking in your front door of your home, and you have the violet flame. You call on Portia and I, and you begin to see this violet flame grow now and move through your house, and it goes along the walls and over the furniture and the windows and the ceilings. It goes through the closets, and you will find, beloved ones, as you do this, that some rooms take more time, because there is more that needs to be cleared or cleansed in this spot. And you do the bathroom, and you imagine, just like when you smudge, like you are opening cupboards and going to the corners, doing closets. And if you have property, if you have a home space, a house space, you may also do your yard and underneath and above your home. And if you live in a condominium or an apartment building, then we say, beloveds, that you can only do your own, for you do not have permission to change the energy of others. But you can teach them this tool or ask them to simply call on me. And do not forget, if you have a basement or a crawl space or an attic, and as many important conversations take place in your cars, we would suggest you also clear your cars. And to see or feel as this flame moves along. And in the beginning, when you start using this, it may take a little longer. It is like cleaning. If the house hasn't been cleaned in many years, it takes a lot longer than if it is done weekly. And feel now as we add the gold to it. And what this is doing, beloved, is it is not really clearing, but it is adding some new energies to help hold the new frequencies. So as you see now, the violet flame and there is a spark of gold in the center of it. And you go through your body once more. So we do the second process. We do the process again, and you step into the flame. And now it is violet with a gold center. And those who want to know, Anna Larai has never done it this way before. This is new. New for you. And this gold adds a layer for you that helps you stay a little clearer energetically for a period of time. And helps you hold the newer frequencies a little. And now you will see the violet flame with the gold in it as you do your house once again. And when you are accustomed to this, you may do it once with the violet flame and the gold together. But we just wanted you to practice. And don't forget to do the outside around your space, around your home. And as we said, you may do your car. And some of you will have time later to do your workspace. Beautiful. And we would suggest that there is no set schedule. You may use this every day. You may use it more than once a day. You may use it once a week. We would say that probably, even though there is no set schedule, that at least once a week for your homes in these days and these changes. If you live alone, it might be less, but if you live with other people. And we always like that Anna Larai does it in airplanes to make the ride a little better for everyone. You may do it a little bit sometimes if you're going into the workplace or you are going into an event, and you can just blaze the violet flame before you get there a little bit. And just feel as we continue to blaze this violet flame with the gold inner flame. Feel now, beloveds, as I stand in front of you with Lady Portia. And should you wish it, you may simply say yes. And we would like to gift you a small version of our violet flame with the gold inner flame to go in your heart. So it is there to assist you more frequently. And it is a place of empowerment, that you do not always need to call on us. You may, but things have changed so much on your planet now that we would rather see you empowered. So if you wish this violet flame with the gold inner flame, simply say yes now. Yes. And you will still need to call on it, beloved. You will still need to, it is not just there and will do everything. You still need to consciously choose to cleanse yourself or the area. But we know you have these things called smartphones. And if it is so smart, you should just put a little schedule on it that says once a week or every so often to utilize it. other? Can you feel this, beloved one? Beautiful. And so we give you a moment. Do you have any questions on how to use Telias this, beloved ones?
No, that was beautiful. That's how I use the violet flame as well. That's beautiful. I love the gold. Thank you.
You are most welcome, beloveds. We give you back to Anna Larai now. Wow, that was cool.
That was awesome. I loved it. I love adding the gold to it. That was great.
Wow, yeah, that's really different.
Yeah, wow. I'm going to do that for sure.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
So this is about clearing and then bringing in, you know, the golden light to really make it a higher vibration, bring more energy, a higher vibration energy too, right?
Yeah, it's like the two-step together. So clearing the lower vibrations, and then it just brings in that little bit, that higher frequency to help hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Wow. Thank you, Saint Germain, Lady Portia. And to have it in our heart, and that's really different. I mean, we get gifts in our heart all the time, but to not have to call on them now, I've never heard that either. I mean, this is all about empowerment. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it.
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So Mana is asking, can we just imagine it encompass us without calling upon Saint Germain? Yeah.
Yes, you can now because that's what they just said. So you can still call on him occasionally if you want, or, you know, but yeah, you can just use it on your own now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Whew.
Well, and Alara, thank you again for having me on your show. I really enjoy talking to you and all the listeners and getting to peek into people's lives and help a little bit. So, and
I
really look forward to doing 30-minute sessions with people
Yeah, absolutely. So please do take a look at the special offer again. It's available at alara.at/show/AnnaLarai4. Lots of wonderful processes in the package, plus that 30-minute session with Anna Larai where she can really work with you one-on-one to clear what is no longer working, what's no longer serving you, what may be hidden from you because, you know, Anna Larai has those gifts, as well as sometimes beings of light come in to channel a message or information as well as healing. I mean, we received so much valuable information today about different healing processes and techniques. So thank you for all of that. It's wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I just looked down. We haven't done Parish yet. So I'm getting to just use the violet flame. So let's all practice. And what we're going to do is we're going to blaze this new violet flame. It's funny because it's up in flames, but just through Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And through all the people who work there and who visit there, because there's lots of, I can feel the energy of a lot of trauma and upset as everything is happening. So let's just blaze the violet flame to release some of that energy. And no, don't worry, anybody. We're not adding fuel to the fire. We're not making more flames. These are etheric. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. And I was just going to say, too, it's like, it was so wonderful to see so many of my Canadian peeps on the call today. So, yay.
Awesome. Two Canadian girls here.
Exactly. Exactly. and so thank you, everybody, for all of your questions as well. That really brought more value to the call because you helped us to bring out more of what was required, such as, you know, the wisdom as well as the channeling, as well as the different healing techniques and processes. I mean, I learned so much today. I didn't know about the etheric IV, you know, for example. I didn't know about the Benetronic cube of non-interference, right? And, you know, there were other stuff too. Somebody had asked about muscle testing. There is so much information on the net that you can research about muscle testing as well. And we've had many guests on the show who have done showing or telling about how to do it. You know, demonstrating is the word I want to use. So there's so much information about that. Other than that, that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Anna Lorraine.
You're very welcome. Thank you. And happy full moon, everybody, this week.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget the Analyze call is tomorrow, April 16th. But if you can't join live or if you purchase the package after, don't worry. You'll get a recording of it. So not to worry about that. Right?
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thanks,
until next
everybody.
Time. Thank you. Bye for now. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Bye for now.